The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow, the 140th run for the Roses. Great horses, always great hats. But where is the Pappy Van Winkle for the mint juleps? Last fall, more than 200 bottles of that prize bourbon were stolen right out of a distillery. It had already been scarce. A bottle of 20-year-old Pappy Van Winkle could change hands privately for $1,000. NPR's Noah Adams went to Kentucky to check on the investigation.
It was a dark night in early October. But then again, maybe not. Nobody's talking much. The local sheriff, though, is sort of an exception.
I'm Pat Melton. I'm the sheriff of Franklin County, Kentucky.
The sheriff has these facts. 222 bottles got away from the Buffalo Trace Distillery in Frankfort, Kentucky. The bourbon had been aging in oak barrels, some since 1990. These bottles were ready to be shipped. Sheriff Melton says this had to be an inside job.
It had to be internal. It was behind a second lock and key inside a warehouse. You know, detectives have interviewed over 100 employees at Buffalo Trace throughout the course of this investigation so far.
And as for Buffalo Trace, the company isn't saying anything while the investigation is ongoing. We'll stop by the Frankfort Distillery at the end of our story just to say hello.
88-00-40. We have a listing.
In the sheriff's office, they're following phone tips and the email trail. Sheriff Melton says he has two promising leads, and a reward offer of $10,000 helps keep all this alive. Much of that is from somebody he won't name.
They didn't want to be identified. It's somebody that cares about bourbon very much and wanted to help with the investigation.
Just to get really deeper into the bourbon community, I started at a liquor store. It's called Party Mart in suburban Louisville.
The Pappy Van Winkle is not available right now.
I guess that was like a joke to ask for it. This is Garrett Brown of Party Mart. When they do have it, the 10-year-old Pappy retails for $39, up to the 23-year-old at $235. Every fall, Party Mart gets an allocation of somewhere upwards of 30 bottles, not nearly enough.
We do a lottery for it. Take emails and send out an email and tell people to be here at a certain time on a certain day, and we literally just draw numbers out of a hat. The last time we did it, 640 people showed up.
At the store?
Yes, at this store. There was people inside and outside looking in the store.
The next stop is a Louisville bar and restaurant called Bourbon's Bistro. They have 125 regular bourbons on the shelf and 25 very special ones. I check with the bartender, Katie Haddix, about the bistro's customary 2-ounce pour.
So Pappy Van Winkle, 23 years old.
Is $100, yes, a shot.
20 years old.
Is 75. A lot of people are surprised, you know, shocked. You know, I'm like, yes, that's how much it is for one pour.
If you're writing about Louisville and you're not writing about bourbon, you may as well go home because you're missing the point.
This is Maggie Kimbrell. She's a bourbon writer for Louisville.com. And she remembers just 6 years ago, Pappy Van Winkle didn't sell so much, would get dusty on the store shelf, and then came the craze.
There was an article in, I believe it was Wine Enthusiast. They gave Pappy Van Winkle a 99 or 100 rating. And after that, you couldn't get it anywhere. You couldn't find it anywhere.
So let's leave Louisville and go back east to Frankfort to pay our visit to the Buffalo Trace Distillery, back to the scene of the crime. We meet Amy Presky, the PR manager, in a cavernous old brick building that is full of whiskey.
We are in Warehouse C. This is one of our oldest aging warehouses on property. It was built in 1881. It has 6 floors in this warehouse and about 25,000 barrels.
Aging for?
Anywhere from 3 years up to 23 years.
23 years would
mm-hmm.
be the
Pappy Van Winkle.
The Pappy
mm-hmm.
Van Winkle?
Yes.
There's a lot here.
We aren't going to tell you where, but...
That's Amy Presky of Buffalo Trace, the company with no comment about the October theft. And for this moment, it seems like all that Pappy Van Winkle bourbon has somehow evaporated. Noah Adams, NPR News.